This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We have a little clip to play for you right now.
Their family, friends, and community. And people can still be a person of faith or not. Whichever. The law says all people, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, should feel welcome and valued and are able to live authentically and with pride. There are those who believe that being LGBTQA is an illness, a choice, or a disorder. They believe it can be changed or hidden. They believe that things can be done to stop a person being LGBTQA or to fix them. These actions might look like counselling, or they might be disguised as prayer or pastoral conversation that is intended to change or hide someone's gender or sexuality. Some people who believe...
Alrighty.
Now that is a section of some audio from the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission about conversion therapy that they released this week.
Yes, it's been a year since Victoria joined Queensland and the ACT in banning harmful conversion practices that attempt to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation or gender.
Now, since the law's introduction, the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission have been working with faith leaders, queer people of faith and survivors of conversion practices to educate communities about the harm they cause and their legal obligation to stop this from occurring.
Now, there's obviously still a lot of misunderstanding and miscommunication when it comes to what that means. So they've launched this video in the hope that it cuts through the confusion and can cut through the chatter and get us all on the same page to end these damaging practices across the country for good.
Joining us this morning on Joy Breakfast to tell us about this is Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner Ro Allen. Ro, welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Thanks for having me. I don't think you need me after that introduction. You've got it all covered.
Oh, we absolutely
we always need you.
Now, the newly released video explainer simplifies what exactly the change or suppression practices practices prohibition act is and what it means. But was the video released because we're still seeing these harmful practices happen in Victoria?
Yes, look, unfortunately we are, and that's probably not surprising for members of our community. We know it's happening, and I'm much more of a carrot type of commissioner than a stick. I'd rather keep doing the education before we have to go out and do the investigation, which possibly could drive it even further underground. So, you know, there are many people of faith that are LGBTIQ, and there are people of faith that are perpetrating these practices against our community who really don't understand the harm behind what they're causing. And I really believe that. So I think if we can educate people, I think that's the best way to go. And there's a lot of misinformation out there about, you know, if you have a conversation with your kid, the Victorian government's going to put you in jail. So this is a really simple 3-minute video. I think 3 minutes is even a long time for an animation, but it's getting good feedback.
Well, yeah. I love that thought process of being a carrot commissioner instead of a stick commissioner, because it does make that difference. And yes, while it might drive some people who are more knowledgeable about what they're doing and how in one direction, I think it'll inform a lot more people. Now, as you said, this animation is great. We love the way it is. It uses nesting dolls to represent lots of different people and their many different identities. Who came up with this creative direction that keeps the information so simple and really easy to understand?
Well, many of you would know the amazing Kenton Miller. Kenton Miller is with us at the Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission now. He's a cartoonist as well, and he was able to work with a group called Knuckles to put this together. So he's really in his element. So all hats off to Kenton. He's been a champion in our community right through the HIV/AIDS movement and through equal rights and human rights generally. But, yeah, it's Kenton's brainchild, and I really need to give the credit to him. I'm just the one that, you know, kind of gets to go on the radio. But there are lots of people, you know, and we've got a really creative team, Nicole and Pete in the comms area. So I'm really fortunate to work with fantastic people.
It really is fantastic in the way it works together and uses animation in this way to tell the story in a different way. It's really, really lovely.
Yeah. So, Ro, as the Commissioner for Equal Opportunity and Human Rights, what role do you take when it comes to the reporting or investigation of these conversion practices?
Well, we have an internal committee within the Commission and I chair that, and obviously we take every report very seriously and we look at it and we decide what we're going to do, whether we're going to do an education piece or an investigation. There's a whole lot of different functions we can use in the Act in our response. But it's a small number, so I can't talk too much about them for people's privacy, and we've got some pretty strict privacy provisions. But
of course,
I think the education is working. We're getting partnerships with faith denominations that are wanting us to come and do the training for their people inside their denominations, inside their churches, and that's really encouraging. So, and we work very closely with the survivor groups, Nathan and Brave and all those people, and of course everything we do has been checked and rechecked, and everything's about co-design, so we're trying to make it, as user-friendly as possible.
I think the thing with conversion practices, like as the video does touch on, and the bit, is that it can come in many different forms, from prayer to counselling, and it is quite a broad thing when you're hearing about it. Like it's hard sometimes for people to understand because there's so much that it can entail. This really helps to break that down, doesn't it?
I think so, Dean. And I think some people will kind of look at the animation and go, oh, hang on a minute, I have been subject to conversion practice, part of DNA of growing up, certainly in my generation as a 50-year-old. And I'm hoping that the next generation will understand that these practices are illegal in Victoria and, as you said in the intro, in many other states and hopefully nationally soon. I'm talking to other states regularly about our laws, and New South Wales looks like they're going to use the majority of our law in the bill they're putting up. So hopefully people will grow up knowing that these things are illegal and nowhere to get help.
Mm. Yeah. Look, I definitely feel like I could copy and paste this video to a couple of church organisations that I grew up around as well. Thankfully, I personally didn't have trauma after these experiences because I was comfortable enough in myself to laugh it off. But what happens to someone who has made a report, and are there supports in place for survivors to move on from their experience?
Absolutely. And at the end of the animation, we send people to Rainbow Door. And I think that's really important. And we've worked very closely with Rainbow Door so they understand the particular issues of a person of faith having been through conversion practice, because it's not a choice. We know, and that's what the animation clearly says, you can be LGBTIQA, that is perfectly fabulous, and you can be a person of faith, and that is also perfectly fabulous, and these things can live together.
Now, the wording on the website, in the video, and within the Act is very clear, that a person's sexual orientation and gender identity do not need to be fixed. They're not broken. How important is it for the language to be simple and affirmative to the LGBTQ+ community?
Oh, so important, Dean. Language is power. And they're pieces of the legislation itself. In the legislation, it says you are not broken. Mm. I mean, that is really powerful for survivors. So, Rachel, I am a survivor of conversion practice, and, I'm lucky it sort of pushed me into the direction of advocacy, and look where I am now. Mm. If you'd told my 15-year-old self that it had an exorcism by, four men holding me down, in the front of a church, that I would one day, as LGBTI commissioner, be part of forming the legislation and then become human rights commissioner and, be the custodian of this thing, I would have said you're crazy. That's a really lucky story.
Mm.
That for many of our community, they have not been that lucky. They have not had the support. And we've just got to work tirelessly to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Well, we are hugely grateful for the work that you and the Human Rights Commission are doing in this space. Everyone has the right to be treated equally without discrimination. You can see the video and find out more about the Act, which bans change or suppression practices via the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission website at humanrights.vic.gov.au.
We've all also shared bits of the video and links and details on the Joy Breakfast socials as well. And if you've got more questions, it's a really detailed resource for you to all check out. And if anything about this conversation has made you feel uneasy or uncomfortable this morning and you need to talk to someone, you can find a list of support resources at joy.org.au/support.
Ro, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast and for all the important work that you do for our communities and you do continue to do, and for sharing your personal story as well.
We really appreciate it.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Please, everyone, post it, share it. It's a resource for everyone.
It is brilliant. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.